Bob?
I think the steroid issue with the lyase inhibitors is pretty critical. We don't know what the appropriate dose is. The company that manufactures AbbVie are doing trials with 5 milligrams of steroids. It was a secondary issue for them, obviously, because it was getting the drug approved. We don't know what the right dose is. If you ask Johann Debono from the original AbbVie trials, does everybody need steroids? He'll argue that 15% to 20% of patients don't need it at all. The problem is that who are they? How do you figure it out? And the issue that Susan brought up earlier is that as oral compounds move into more general practice, so our urologic colleagues are using these compounds, sometimes even internists, family docs occasionally, these subtle issues about steroid management, the folks that develop adrenal insufficiency as you're sort of watching them because they're on low dose and you don't appreciate that's what's going on. If you don't use these drugs a lot, if you're not sensitive to these issues, your patients are going to get sick.
I was going to ask about the increasing demand that occurs, for example, with infection. When you're clinically taking care of a patient, you're trying to minimize steroids. What are the triggers to get you to bump the dose up?
I think if you are thinking about it, you'll pick up signs early because you're worried about it. If it's not on your radar screen, somebody's going to walk in, they're going to show all the signs of early adrenal insufficiency, and you will not think about it. And that's a dangerous thing because these are older people and they have other issues.
So you have a patient who's on abiraterone and steroids, and they develop a bad viral respiratory infection. Do you bump up the steroids?
I will think about it. Most of the time when I have a guy come in who has a little bit of nausea, he's starting to do things that make you just worry a little bit. I will push up his dose for a little bit. And yes, if you know that somebody's sick, you might consider doing it. Again, but you have to at least have the thought to get there at that point.
Any laboratory clues, like, electrolytes?
Well, certainly potassium. I mean, but by the time somebody's K is 2, it's probably already happening.